B-Pod Studios.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in his chest.
Oh! 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich, and it's the Bankroll Boys. Dan Lifshatz is behind me. He's playing three-guard Monty with Nick, who is amazed that he can't get the right card. And Joe Murray, who has ably filled in over the course of the last 7 weeks, and right back at it, much to the delight of the Murray heads that are over there on the twitch.tv. They love it.
Big fans.
They are a huge
big fans of you, too.
Didn't Murray heads sing One Night in Bangkok?
Yes, that's true.
Right, there we go. The Murray heads.
I'm getting blank stares.
That is a 1984 reference.
Getting blank stares from the other two people in the room. Rich,
Bangkok, Oriental City. The city don't know, but the city is kept. That is Murray Head, I believe, from the Chess soundtrack.
Oh, I thought that was always Pet Shop Boys, but it is not. One night in Bangkok, will the world join? Well, let me allow me, please, to say this. DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use the code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz. Lifshatz, I don't trust you as far as I can see you. You're behind me. But nonetheless, you got the Bankroll Boys show that is there on Saturday mornings. They're from 7 to 8.
Yeah, 7 to 8, and we'll be moving to 2 hours in about a week or so.
Yeah.
All right, Danny or Joseph, just come sit here. Who cares? Come on.
Well, it's fine.
Well, you're
no, you don't sound good.
You're like a 1940s announcer.
Yeah. Right, just come here. I'm not afraid of you.
How you doing, bud?
There it is. I'm not afraid of you at all.
Let's talk wrangle, man. I thought about you all night last night. The wrangle. You said before the game started, I saw the picture of Tony Brothers being tweeted out there, and I sniffed it.
All right,
sure
so Tony
enough,
Brothers,
you were tweeting about it.
So Tony Brothers was whom for the listeners who might not be in touch with the whole storyline of the game?
Tony Brothers, the head referee in last night's game. Him and Scott Foster. There's a couple others out there. Zach Zarba is another, but
it's mostly Fosters and Brothers. Those are the two main culprits.
Both officiated last night's games. Both games in the Eastern Western Conference. As of right now, Tony Brothers, when he officiates a Celtics playoff game, is 3-13. The Celtics are 3-13.
Ooh, and so you smelled a wrangle? You smelled that the officiating might have something to do with the outcome?
Yeah, and I'll say this. I think Dan predicted a 7-game series and liked the Raptors if it went 7 games. Yeah. So here we are. I will say this. Fred, I've gone on record saying that I think there's better chemistry with the Celtics without Gordon Hayward. Clearly, they could have used him last night with the way Kemba Walker played. I still think they can win the series without Kemba Walker. But last night, there were some non-calls. You guys brought up a bunch of them. Daniel Tice got fouled on almost every single dunk play around the basket last night.
He's the most disrespected player in the NBA. That guy gets no respect.
That had nothing to do with the wrangle, though. That's basically all season.
Yeah,
that's because he just constantly complains. He's like Nick Nurse in the regular season. So Tice constantly complains, and that's what happens.
And Tatum,
his complaints are usually legitimate, though.
I mean, okay, but it's still like what. Sometimes you just need to not complain and things will go your way.
There are a lot of people that complain. Kyle Lowry complains more than anyone. He gets every call.
Does he do it during the regular season, though? Because I haven't seen enough Raptors games to say, oh, Kyle Lowry's constantly complaining. I see Tice every night and say, well, you know, he's constantly throwing his hands in the air and everything. Now, he's not as bad as them in the playoffs, but still, that's what happens.
The 6-point play, a foul on Marcus Smart, turned the game around last night. I think from that point forward, it all got turned around.
Yeah, and do you guys believe that the Kemba Walker jump ball, like with 2.2 seconds left and right, to me that was the most egregious of all the ones. And you could talk about in overtime there was the Jason Tatum flagrant where his arm happened to go up and that kind of swung things as well. But I mean, there was really to me nothing more egregious than the jump ball that wasn't at the end of the Kemba Walker non-foul. That sequence right there, I think, was the one where you could sniff a wrangle from a mile away.
Agree. I think they wanted to send it to 7 games, but the Celtics had a chance. We all watched. They had a chance to win it. They didn't. and the Raptors made big shots. That really is the difference.
All right. Well, listen, looking back is depression. Looking forward is anxiety. But the sweet, sweet anxiety of sweet, sweet green on the line. As you look towards a game seven, is this something that people should wager on?
We got Dan.
I picked the Raptors in seven without Hayward because I think Hayward gives you exactly what you're missing last night. A third option to score when one of your guys goes cold and another guy you can actually defend in the wing. And I think that, you know, the Celtics have probably been the better team this series, but I'm going to stick with the Raptors just because of the fact that I want to be consistent here. I think that the loss of Gordon Hayward is going to cost you at some point. It cost you last night, and I'm going to say it cost you again. I wouldn't touch this game. I think it's an absolute coin flip. You don't know what you're going to get from either team. You don't know if the Celtics are going to be upset and lay a dud like they did in game four, or you don't know if they're going to be, you know, come out guns a-blazing like they did in game five.
Okay, if we're going to use conspiracy theories, I mean, if we're going to, you know, do like wrangling, who do you think the NBA wants more in the finals or in the Eastern Conference finals? You would think it was the Celtics, right?
Based upon what?
Based upon star power, based upon a potential Lakers-Celtics finals. To me, it seems like there's more of a, also about American television ratings. Like, if you had to think of an NBA conspiracy, if you were going to take a look at it, you would think that they would prefer the Celtics, correct?
If I went conspiracy in both the NHL and the NBA with a bubble, both top teams are going to be in their finals if they move on. So,
well, until the Milwaukee Bucks walked out on the NBA, and that pissed off the entire NBA. So I would say there's a reason that Miami got like 40 more foul calls than Milwaukee in that series. So
yeah, I think Celtics, Wallach and I talked about this, but any Celtic versus, you know, the Clippers is a Doc Rivers angle versus the Lakers, Celtics, Lakers. There's a lot there. I'm curious who the official will be in Game 7. I really am Friday night. I need to know who the official is. We won't know till tomorrow morning.
All right, so we're not positive about that. But as we look at the action that's going to be occurring, obviously the NFL full slate. What do you guys love? Because I want love. What are we thinking about as we wager this weekend?
One thing we discussed: AFC East. Dan is very passionate about the Patriots this year.
Yeah, I'm very effusive against the Bills, more than for the Patriots, but more against the Bills than you know, for the Patriots. I actually don't like them week one. I think the Patriots might lay a dud and lose week one. So I don't hate Miami. One of my favorite plays this week, I think, is the Green Bay over. I think both those teams are probably going to light each other up defensively. And
remind me, who's Green Bay playing?
Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that you're looking at probably an overplay there. It's also a pretty high total for week one. It's like 45, I think, or 45.5, either way, you know, depending on the book. I also would say that there's a wrangle tonight, guys, and so that's, you know.
Oh, it's real. It's real tonight.
You know, again, look at the opening game of every NFL season going back. I think one favorite has covered since 2014 on the opening night. And you got Kleep Blakeman, which we talked about all last year, the under and the dog. And I would not be shocked if we're looking at the same thing again tonight with, you know, with Blakeman, where the Chiefs win, but they don't cover.
And just a couple of things to add to that. The Chiefs, when Kleep Blakeman is the official, in the Andy Reid era, 6-2 straight up, 3-1 in games at Arrowhead, and they're also 6-2 in the over in all of those games. They're 2-2 at home. So Kleep Blakeman has favored the Chiefs at home. So tonight's like a real doozy. Like, the Chiefs have had success with Kleep Blakeman, but it's on prime time, and Blakeman usually favors the dog in the under. So what the hell do we do?
what's going on?
Rich, this is what they call a doozy.
So there's one more. One more trend. Dan hates trends, but I bring them up anyways.
Yep.
The Texans are 8-23-1 against the spread in night games since 2009. They suck in prime time. Now, they did beat the Patriots last year on a prime time game. They're not good in prime time, but they have covered, we discussed this, the last couple of years, opening game. They covered against the Patriots a couple of years ago. They covered last year. So
what's
here they are
the spread?
Again.
I don't even know what the spread is in this case.
9 or 9.5.
Ooh, 9 does seem big.
I'm telling you, I would not be shocked if Kansas City wins by a touchdown and they somehow get the backdoor cover. And you see, if you guys remember the Lions-Packers game, which Fred lost his mind at last year, reasonably, by the way, because
Cleve Blakeman.
Who was the guy who got the
Trey Flowers? Was it got Trey Flowers? Two personal hands of the
first yeah. time they called that penalty all year. Yes. I think on the Lions, and they called it twice in the same drive. Yeah, it's the same guy. It's the same guy. So, I mean, you know what's going to happen tonight. The refs are going to be involved. It's the exact same scenario that that happened a couple years ago with Carolina and Denver, and that opening game where Denver was like a 3-point dog. The entire world was on Carolina to get the victory with Cam Newton, and then Denver was up by 2 with 30 seconds left. The refs helped Carolina get down the field, so they had a chance to win. Gano missed the field goal. But Carolina had a chance to win, but they wouldn't cover. That's what happens.
So you're taking the Texans.
I would take the points, yeah.
All right. Okay. And very quickly, what do you guys love? What's coming up before we'll talk to you again?
I need a degenerate special. Come on. We need to keep this going. I need a degenerate special. What can I throw money at?
So Dan will work on the degenerate special.
I'll give you one, though.
I am fading the Saints week one and two. It's a thing that you do every year. They play the Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But the Saints in week one, they're an insane 2-15 against the spread in their last 17 games.
All right, so you like Tampa Bay. The degenerate pick of the week, what do you got there, Lifshatz?
We're going back to South Korea. We're doing Sangju Sangmoo versus Seong Nam. We're taking the under 2.25 there.
What, 2 points?
Hang on, 2.25?
Yes, so that means...
Like, why not 2.5? Like, 2 point...
Well, because if it's 2.5, you're laying quite a bit of juice, so we're trying to be reasonable for the listeners here.
But hang on, what's the difference? Goals are whole numbers, right?
Right, so
what's the difference between 2.5 and 2.25?
So the way that 2.25 works is if there's two goals, you win half your bet. If there's 2.5 goals, you lose your full bet. It's basically you're cutting it.
But how can you have 2.5 goals in a soccer game?
You go over under. It's the same thing. It's the same thing as 2.5. You're just cutting it in half. It's essentially two separate bets.
Huh? Now I'm confused.
All right. Well, listen.
I don't get this. Whatever it is, I'll put money on it. Okay. Because
your bankroll's $500.
Under two goals. So if it goes, it's under two goals and under 2.5 goals. Essentially, you're making two bets in the same time with a 2.25 bet.
That's all right. Let's put 100 on each of them. Okay. So we'll do that then. Because I'm confused. But either way, 100 on both of them. Let's do it.
There you go. That's and everyone knows what happened right there. Everyone understood that.
Jesus.
All right. Well, listen.
When's the game, by the way? When's the game?
Saturday morning.
All right. I love those early Saturday morning tweets where it's just a bunch of emojis of cash bags. That's when I know that the degenerate special hit.
Just know you're getting 100% return. Don't worry about it. All right, gentlemen. Where can people hear you? There's the very popular podcast. Plug away.
Podcast live tonight, 7 o'clock, Dan, on Twitter and on YouTube. And we'll be on Saturdays at 7 a.m. And I will be doing Patriots post-game this year with Big Jim Murray as well.
Good for you. Very good news. The Bankroll Boys. Everyone go to DraftKings and have fun. Aqib Talib, he was going to go to the Patriots, apparently, but then he got lazy. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You watch Tom Brady throw bombs, he on my team, hey man. Throw bombs, he on my team. Tom Brady throw bombs, he on my team, hey man. Hey, that's fun, that's man. Fun, that's fun. Hey, oh, that's my dog. Hey, 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 it's the NFL, man. Hey,
keep me entertained, dog.
You watch Tom Brady throw bombs, he on my team, hey man. Throw bombs, he on my team. Tom Brady throw bombs, he on my team, hey man. Hey, that's fun, that's man. Fun, that's fun. Hey. Oh, that's my dog. Hey, hey, hey. It's the NFL, man. Hey.
Keep me entertained all day.
It's fun, man. Just
keep me entertained all day.
Kentucky. Do, 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 do. Your mother's on the roof.
Ducky. I was like Ducky for Lacquadera.
Oh, yeah?
I'd be like, hey, you know, the fat guy that did sports, he's no good. Pay attention to me.
That's Tank, I believe you're talking about.
And then when they dropped the piano, I was like, you know what, Tank's good for you. I'll just go over here and make out with this broad. Pretty in a Beatles shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chachi, who no one gets. All right, there you go. Rich, it is very exciting because Aqib Talib is doing a broadcast venture now, but that he had other options.
Yeah.
He had many other options.
He just officially announced yesterday that he was retiring, and we're all, I think, better for it because not only is he not going to be playing, but he is going to be moving to in front of a microphone.
Yeah, now, whether it's going to last forever. Because he's partnered himself, and I can't judge just by this, judging by this tape that we're about to play, I mean, he is with someone who's lights out.
I mean, it's true. He didn't quite, maybe just because it's so fresh, his decision, he didn't quite make the best decision as far as how he wants to start his broadcasting career. Because you know what, to be honest, if you're like the NFL Network or you're some sort of, like, hire this guy.
Yep.
I mean, I've heard him do analysis before and sit at a desk. I think he was on with like one of those shows, like with Stephen A. Smith. I don't know which one of the four or five that they have now, but I remember him being on an episode and he was excellent. So get this guy in front of a microphone. And for right now, he is, and as you said, not in a very, doesn't look like a very good podcast, but no. It's got Aqib Talib talking, and that's all that really matters to me because we, of course, love Aqib Talib. And he mentioned that he almost played this year, and the team that he almost played for is your New England Patriots. Here's Aqib Talib.
Aqib Talib is officially retired. I'm bringing my talents to the booth. My guy, my big homie, Bill Belichick called my phone, Harrison.
What?
Called my phone, man. Told me that he had the role of a lifetime for me. So he really wanted me to come in and strap tight end. I was halfway out the door. I got flights. I started finding apartments. I could have got up to $5.5-6 million. Nice vet contract. I can make $6 million and guard tight ends all day. I'm like, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of started going through that schedule. I kind of seen Kittles and Kelsey and Waller. So usually when I get in this position, like I'm going to a new team, my thoughts are all positive. Like, okay, this time, Harrison, I looked at this schedule, Harrison, and the thought, quotation marks, I said, can I even strap these damn tight ends? I said, oh, it's over with, Harrison. Once I said that, once that negative thought crossed my mind, I was like, man, my heart, my competitive edge, like, I ain't really in it like that no more. You know what I'm saying?
$6 million to just cover tight ends. How do you say no to that?
Yeah.
I guess you do if you're Aqib Talib. I mean, good for him. But
fast.
Yeah, I know. You are very fast. I don't know how fast you are now. Wasn't he kind of beaten up? Like, didn't he get injured pretty badly the year that he went to the Super Bowl with the Rams?
Last two seasons, he has played a combined total of 13 games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's obviously broken. I don't think he would have gotten $6 million. I think that's kind of an insane number he threw out there. But, man, Aqib Talib, get him in front of a microphone. I'll keep monitoring this thing, but I think we missed out on getting. And you know what? To be quite honest, I'm glad he's not a Patriot because he wouldn't have been able to talk. I mean, even when he was here, he talked a little bit, but it wasn't the Talib we want. We want that right now.
Yeah, they got rid of all the joy. I mean, only when he talked about Tom Brady was he allowed to truly let loose. Yes. Now he's going to be on a podcast, which Lord knows that's you can't lose doing a podcast. If only there were more of them. But, so he's going to do it with this gentleman. I would have hired Aqib Talib. I think that he would be great. He has a passion for the game. He's excited. He'll swear every five words. What was the thing that he said all the time?
My dog went, man, man.
Oh, like, man. I mean, do we have any of the clips of him saying man a million times?
I think I do. Let's see. Hang on. Look right here.
I was their number one fan, man. Just texting and, you know, trying to help much as I can, but man, them guys can't play their butts off, man, for as long as I was out. I don't even know how long. Anytime you have to watch your guys go to war without you, man, that's the worst thing in the world.
All right, that was five mans in one answer. But yeah. I mean, there's times where he was man crazy. And I believe you hear it so much that you don't even start counting it. I believe in the clip that we played there, there was a quite an assault of the word man in there as well. We used to do the Aqib Talib man event where we would give you the question that the press asked him, and you had to guess how many times he would say man in his answer, and it was quite a few, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so Aqib Talib, now off to greener pastures. Now, is Ray Lewis still doing his podcast?
He is. Now, I haven't checked in a little bit because you have been gone, but there's no need to do anything Ray Lewis without, of course, you with us as well.
Yeah.
But I think he is still... I think he's still doing his deal, so we might have to check in with that. Maybe tomorrow we could do that as well.
I wouldn't mind throwing a little Ray Lewis on, having a little fun
sweet.
With that.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hang on. Doing my thing.
I'm glad Ray Lewis continuing to...
Ray Lewis from the future.
Future Ray Lewis.
Yeah. Yes.
Why are you in the future?
It's raining.
It's raining in the future.
Yeah,
right.
It's raining. I don't know if you've ever experienced anything like this. Water is falling from the sky.
Well, where in the future are you?
Like, I'm 10 minutes away.
Just 10 minutes.
It's 7:40 in the morning
it's
where you
7:40.
Are.
It's 7:40. It's weird.
Okay.
Traffic it got a little worse.
Really? Okay.
Traffic is a little worse.
Okay.
I was going 50, but now I am going 48.
All right.
It's weird out here, future.
10 minutes in the future, Ray Lewis.
We've hit the arc of the Everybody Loves Raymond on TBS. You're just watching the beginning. You don't know what kind of tomfoolery is in store.
Okay.
Now, Raymond wants to bang his wife, and she's saying no, no, no.
All right,
she's tired, Rich.
Can we get far into the future, Ray Lewis? Like in space? Like, you know, laser ray.
It's like, laser ray.
It's right.
All right, let me soup up my machine. Let me get my machine all worked out. Uh-oh, there's been a problem. I've gone back in time.
Okay, you've got back in time.
I have gone back in time.
Okay, wait. You didn't go forward in time.
Yeah, I had a problem with my time machine. And now I'm back in time.
Okay, and where are you?
Let me see. Let me get out of my time machine. All right. All right. All I know is it's dark out. Hey, don't kill that guy. See, I did my part. I'm telling the dude not to kill the guy. I'm at the Super Bowl.
Okay, see here.
I'm changing the course of history.
Are you wearing a white suit right now, sir?
Well, of course. It's Sunday.
Okay.
It's white suit.
It's
hey,
white suit
everybody,
Sunday.
Don't kill that guy.
See? Okay, all right.
I'm doing my best.
That's
guys,
right.
This is you not right. Don't resort to violence. Talk it out.
Okay.
Now I got to get back to my time machine. And I've done nothing wrong.
Crime correcting Ray Lewis.
Yeah, and now, listen, now there's universal health care. See, I changed the course of history. There are no wildfires. Right.
Because of that?
Yeah, there's no wildfires. Okay.
So that guy, you not getting in trouble in Atlanta, all of a sudden put the world in a direction where most of its problems have been
solved.
Kanye
is president.
What you're
yeah, I changed everything.
All right, President Ray Lewis. It's Quantum Leap Ray Lewis.
They didn't make it into the new Star Wars.
All right. Very good. All right. When we come back, Rich, what are we going to talk about?
All right, Fred. Speaking of people from the past, there is somebody writing a brand new book, and I have been holding on to this for almost 7 weeks to tell you personally about it.
All right. We look forward to hearing that. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Sports Hub, we're Dutcher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Get the Twitch app and simply search for the Sports Hub. Rich, there's a new book coming out, I hear.
Yeah, so like you guys, I'm sure you, this is, happens with your inbox, especially the one at work, is that you're flooded with all of these different people who are trying to sell a book, or they want to have you book a guest on the show. I mean, from people from the Broccoli Council to somebody writing a story. Why aren't you talking more about Enron? And here's someone who heard about it. Like, all right, well, thank you for just randomly sending us an email. You have no idea of anything about our show, but we're on some sort of list, so thank you for that. Now, usually, there's this filter that we have on our work email that takes a lot of that stuff, and we don't even see it. But there's one that slipped through the cracks. And thank goodness I received it, because to be quite honest, I can't think of a book I've been looking forward to more for a long time. It is a memoir that is being made about someone who really, it's been too long. And it's been someone that I don't know how we haven't gotten a memoir from this gentleman before, because he might truly be one of the most important figures in sports broadcasting, or at least he thinks of himself that way.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
It is a book titled Talking to Goats, G-O-A-T-S, by none other than Jim Gray.
I know Tom.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom.
Yep.
Stedman knows Tom. Mm-hmm. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends. So why not have a dinner? So that's what that was.
And guess who wrote the foreword, Fred?
Oh, his bud buddy, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady indeed wrote the foreword.
Right, which is the only reason anyone would buy the book. Yeah, congratulations. Talking with Goats. Kissing the Ass of Goats. The picture on the front should be like Heavy Petting Zoo by No Effect. He should be literally kissing the butt of the actual goat. That should be it. Slobbering over famous people, and it should just be saliva dripping from his mouth over like a painting of Renoir, of him just like drooling over the bodies of celebrities laying on the ground, of course.
It says, in Talking to Goats, award-winning broadcaster Jim Gray looks back at his four decades of sports reporting from the unparalleled perspective of one of the world's most respected and skilled interviewers.
Oh, my God. Yes, of course. Everyone thinks of Jim Gray. Yeah, exactly. It goes Barbara Walters, 60 Minutes, and then Jim Gray. Sitting there kissing asses.
When everyone thinks of the decision with LeBron James, that's the first thing they think of, is what a skilled interview that he had there. The question's not screened at all, not paid for that at all.
Yeah, exactly. And he's the king of paid interviews, where mm-hmm. everything is dictated beforehand. I can't wait. So, Tom, how's it going? So I met Tom on the phone. He was traveling to his new for his practice. I believe he was driving an Explorer. And I asked him, how you feeling? And that's set off a avalanche that changed the world.
And then once I hid in his closet. So it says, a journalist who many iconic athletes have trusted to tell their stories.
They Jim trust me because I, lay down and let them say whatever they want and and let them dictate the questions.
So Jim has had unprecedented access to the people, places, and extraordinary events in the world of sports, asking fair but very tough questions.
Yeah, let's see this hippie bippy crap.
Mamby pamby BS.
That right mandy pamby BS. Come on.
That's he said to Michael Jordan's surprise retirement, to off the court Kobe and Shaq feuds, which led to their on the court breakup, to the live broadcast of 22 Super Bowls. He has even climbed into the ring to interview Mike Tyson. They said anyone who has watched Jim effortlessly engage his subjects at the precise moment of triumph or tragedy has little idea. Just ask, what's his name, Rose, about all of this, Pete Rose. Has little idea what it takes to secure the interview or what actually happens when the camera cuts away.
It's
wow.
Wild. I got this interview by going through their publicist. Wait, when the camera goes off, we have no idea what happens?
Yeah,
we have a dinner. The athlete swears at him and walks away?
Yeah, we have a dinner.
When the camera goes off, you miss everything.
He points at the radio host and screams at him and tries to get them fired for 2 months.
Oh, wait a minute. Rich, you should file a request to have the guy on. See what happens.
Do you think he might mention that interview in his book?
No.
About how the media's out to get him, how he's a bad boy. He might paint himself in a certain way.
There's these bozos from Boston didn't know what they were getting into when they tangled with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the gray man.
These are real mesmerizing and previously untold stories.
They're mesmerizing. They'll send you into a state of complete boredom.
Talking to Goats features numerous world-class athletes. And it says, on each page, Jim gives the reader a coveted all-access pass as he reviews the best interviews, the best athletes, and the best games in modern sports history. It's like a personal introduction to the characters and careers of all these heroes and villains we've known since childhood.
The day, August 26th, Seattle, take it on San Francisco. Candlestick Park. Ball one.
So he put chapter five, Fred Toucher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, these bozos, they didn't know who they were tangling with. I was going to call their bosses lickety-split.
I mean, please tell me that he is going to narrate his own audiobook. That would just be phenomenal. So, I mean,
you know, Tom Brady had the idea for knee pads when I went to interview Kobe Bryant. you know, so a lot of people swear by Astroglide, but I'm a Vaseline guy.
We got these interviews. Well, they paid me to ask the questions that they wanted asked.
Shaquille O'Neal asked me to draw a bath for him, and that requires a lot of water. So I called the L.A. sewer and water people. I mean, it should be just called filleting famous people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you get this interview? Well, I agreed with Arby's to sponsor it.
So, Fred, we have got that right down the pipe. November 5th, we have to wait. It's not too much longer. Yeah. But when we do, we're going to have to examine that thing like this Zapruder film.
That's when, you know, paper's really cheap because they know they're just going to throw it away. If you're looking for a bonfire, may I suggest this book? It's just called Kindling. It comes with a thing of kerosene.
Tom,
you ever inflate your numbers on Amazon? I can't wait until... Let me go to Amazon and see what it says about the Jim Gray book, because I guarantee you he's written one before.
I don't know. As I said, this was just one I saw. I'm like, all right, well, congratulations, Jim Gray. You've got yourself a book now.
It should be called Not Checked Out of the Library.
Oh, man. He's the kind of guy that if there's like a bad review, he's going to try to like get the guy fired. Like you saw how, if you don't know, he tried to, like, he called the heads of all these different radio companies trying to get us fired for his jackassery. Like, he was the one who came on our show and wouldn't answer any questions. And we were trying to be nice to him. I was trying to set him up. It wasn't like we were trying to blindside the guy. You've heard the interview by now. And he just was like a jackass, couldn't stop calling people.
Not a jackass, a goat.
A goat, yes.
Yes.
A goat,
so. Well, if you search Jim Gray, you also get Principles of Transaction Processing, which was a fascinating book.
What?
Jim Gray, well, he didn't write it, but Talking to Goats.
The Moments You Remember and the Stories You Never Heard.
You know, you're really going to want to go for the hardcover. $30. First edition, signed.
Jim Gray. Christmas is taken care of for you, Fred. Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm all set.
Yes, it's going to go crazy. It's going to be the new Tuesdays with Maury, Jim Gray, sitting there. All right, well, fantastic. Jim Gray, that's something that you can ignore right there. A sportscaster and a sports historian, Jim Gray generally stands the test of time. That's right. Just like white feces on the lawn of your neighbor. Just sitting there.
Oh, I know Tom.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom. Stedman knows Tom. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends, so why not have a dinner? So that's what that was.
Man, why not have a dinner? That's right. That's why I'm on camera during an interview. Stupid ass. We should have him on. And just go, Jim Gray, we had that situation at the Super Bowl. Why don't you tell us your perspective of it?
File a request. Reach out.
Yeah.
I'd have him on a heartbeat. Absolutely,
just
would.
Just let him talk. Let him explain himself.
I mean, he's going to do a book tour. He'll do a book tour. Yep, no question.
And not even like go, you suck and hang up. Just go, can you explain yourself? Can you explain your actions? Why you're such a prick? Explain yourself. Well, you guys were giving me the old hubbubaloo. You didn't see it.
The what?
The hubbubaloo. When Jim
you
Gray,
wouldn't answer our questions.
When Jim so Gray comes on, you dance. Dance, you little bitches. Tom Brady, I've been to his house. Checkmate. You son of a bitch. Yeah. Jim Gray. That's right. Jim mother effing Gray. Sitting down. Smell the seat. That's the smell of success.
You guys should be wiping my butt. Said you're sitting here asking stupid questions. Jim Gray asked the questions.
That should be the name of the book. You guys should be wiping my butt.
Yeah, wiping your butt with Jim Gray. Yeah, in the, page six, toilet paper. Wipe my ass. I'm Jim Gray, damn it.
Wipe my ass. I'm Jim Gray. It's another great
You're lucky I didn't give you the old one, too. Ten knuckle sandwich. Jim Gray. Sitting here giving me... Jim Gray, this jacket costs more than your house, Jim Gray. Come on. Lick my feet. Worship them.
Handle worship Jim Gray?
Yeah, snakes don't bite me.
What?
Yeah. I'm one of them crazy Christians. Yeah.
Like the snake wrangler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking more of like Flash Gordon, where you put your hand in the tree trunk and if you get bit, then of course, you know, you're in trouble. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Jim Gray. Turn you to stone. You can't handle it. When I sit down, you pay attention. You can learn something. I'm 105 years old.
Clash of the Titans, Jim Gray? Is
that yeah.
Is this the Clash of the Titans theme, I guess?
Yeah, and I'll win the hand of any maiden that comes around, Jim Gray.
I got an exclusive with Calibos.
All right, well, very good. Jim Gray talking to goats. You can hear him talk to such elusive personalities as Ryan Phelps and LeBron James. Like only Phelps. He can. Or Michael Phelps or whatever the hell his name is. Ryan Lochte and I sat down for a very in-depth conversation. We'll be right back.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Five, the Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich. Mike Gorman said to join us in a few minutes. Talk about the Celtics, the Dober overtime thriller last night. A lot of complaints about the officiating. The possibility of a wrangle that has been drawn up, but you can't really complain about the officiating when it came down to it.
Yeah, Celtics had.
Oh, I can complain about it. They should have never gotten to double overtime. I mean, the Kemba Walker, the series of events that happened when Kemba Walker with 2.2 seconds went up for that layup and was hit. Now, you can say maybe you didn't think he was hit. Look back. I mean, he was hit, but people miss fouls. It's what happened immediately after that when the rebound happened, and it should have been a jump ball. It was called a jump ball, but instead they gave the timeout to Toronto, which was everything at that point. They completely turned the game. And there were a couple different things that even happened after that. And they were in for him. I mean, at the end of the game, you could tell that the refs decided that game. In double overtime, though, give Kyle Lowry all the credit in the world. That dude is a monster. And that was... It sucks that he's not on your team, but as you said, John, if he's your guy, you know, you love him, but... He's Marchand. He is.
Little guy. Yeah. You know, flops around... But, is willing to take punishment, draws a ton of charges.
But before we get to Gorman, there's one quick clip I want to play, and this was from last night's broadcast, and it didn't happen during the game. It happened at halftime as they were about to toss it back. Jalen Rose just casually throwing this out there as they go to commercial.
Thanks a lot. Did you hear about Odell Beckham?
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right. I did not get to discuss this.
Fred and I kind of talked a little bit about it in studio today.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Just, there's nothing better than when a rumor that, you know, it's completely unfair how the Odell Beckham rumor came out. I mean, it's just these three women who were talking, and apparently Odell likes something really hot on top of him. hot and fresh.
That's a good way of putting it.
Okay. I'm trying to keep it as sanitized as I can. But
him and
the
Chuck
fact
Perry.
Yeah, and Chuck Berry. The fact that everyone has embraced this and kind of ran with it, to the fact that the point where Jalen Rose just...
Did you hear about Odell Beckham?
Oh, no.
I mean, that's awesome.
Listen, sometimes vintage trains go through Cleveland. I mean, you can't.
Sure. You sometimes. That's right.
Before, you know, we found new ways of energy.
You know, listen, he's a big fan of a hot lunch. You know, who doesn't like that?
I mean, obviously. All right. No commercials here, just the headlines. We talked to Mike Corman about Odell Beckham Jr. From the top.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.